We're streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Of course, we're on the Radio.com app and online around the globe at WHGMGold.com. And Justin Mallow, join on the phone now. I have Gina Petetti on the phone. She's the Senior Event Support Manager for the American Cancer Society, and they've got a couple events. It's a little different this year on Saturday. Gina, are you there?
I am, Justin. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my pleasure, Gina. Good morning. Thank you so much for calling in. How are you doing today so far?
Sure, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing all right, thank you. I appreciate calling in. It's almost the weekend, and you guys have an event coming up. And, like, I know that Relay for Life is not new, and Bark for Life is not new, and those events are coming up. But it's new for them to be joined together, right, Gina?
That is correct. Here in Harford County, we normally have our Relay for Life event in the spring, and we have our Bark for Life event in the fall. But due to some changes and different things with COVID, we are combining them this Saturday, the 18th, at the Concord Point Lighthouse. So they will be together starting at noon. We'll have our opening ceremonies and things for Relay for Life, and then we have our Bark for Life activities starting at 2, and then we go all the way throughout the day up until 9 p.m.
So do people need to register for any of that in advance, or can they just show up and say, I just want to be part of this right now?
Well, definitely they can just show up that day. They can bring their dog with them. But we would prefer people to register in advance just to have an idea of how many people are going to be there. And you can also get a lot more information on our website. And that address is www.relayforlife.org/HarfordMD. But you can also just come out that day. We welcome, you know, people to come and join us and see what Relay for Life is all about. And if you are a cancer survivor, you can participate in our cancer survivor activities that at 12:30. And then, of course, you can bring your dog out at 2 for the Bark for Life activities. But then we have lots of other activities and fun laps throughout the day. And then we do end the day with our Luminaria ceremony, where we light bags in honor and in memory of individuals. So you can come out and, you know, make a donation for a bag, Luminaria bag or Luminaria lantern. And then those get lit at 9 p.m. We have a whole remembrance ceremony, so you can join us for that too. So you can come out at any time throughout the day.
Wow. It's a very moving thing. I've been there a couple times, you know, to the event.
Wonderful.
And like you said, that website relayforlife.org/HarfordMD. And to make it simple, I'll share the link on our page on Facebook at facebook.com/WHGMGold. And I might show up for the Bark for Life with my dog, Charlie Murphy, Gina. So I'm thinking about
that. Would be great.
Yeah, I'm thinking about showing up to check it out. I heard Dr. Seuss is going to be around, right?
Yes, our theme this year is Dr. Seuss. So all of our activities and some of our decorations are all along the Dr. Seuss theme. And yes, we have a costume contest at 2:30 for both, you know, the humans and your dogs. You can dress up your dogs. Hopefully some people will dress up as Dr. Seuss characters. You know, makes it fun.
Ah, very cool. So it's going on this Saturday. It's going to be a rain or shine event. You know, we're hoping for the best.
It is.
And it's happening where?
At the Concord Point Lighthouse in Havre de Grace.
Okay, great. So it's going to start about 11 a.m., you said, registration?
Well, yes. Registration opens at 11 a.m. Activities kick off at 12 noon and go throughout the day. Our schedule is on the website and on our Facebook page. And then the day wraps up at 9 p.m.
Okay. And people can save time by registering in advance by going to the website. And again, I'll
Correct.
Make that simple by going to our page on Facebook.
Right.
Just go to facebook.com/WHGMGold. But that's why it's the first time that the Relay for Life and the Bark for Life of Harford County is happening on the same day this Saturday. And that's why Gina Petetti called in, the Senior Event Support Manager for the American Cancer Society. I want to thank you so much, Gina, for calling in today to give us more information about the big events that's coming up this Saturday. Thank you so much.
Oh, Justin, thank you so much. Have a great day, and we'll see you on Saturday.
My pleasure, Gina. Absolutely. Stay safe. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.